And thank you for your invitation for me to have a chance to share what is the Cambodia mean to all of us here too. My son, both my son, they love to listen to the radio from the Calvary Chapel since they baby. And we haven't heard about the Calvary Chapel that has involved with the Cambodian ministry to go to Cambodia and stuff. And by the way, today, yes, really appreciate and thank you for your heart on the behalf of Cambodian, my people. We want to appreciate what you have done in many years. And today, I don't know how much time do I have. I would like to bring you back to the last 40 years, what happened in the country. By the way, let's pray and ask the Lord to be with us. Father, Lord, we want you to be with us. And this time, Lord, Father, help us to see the needs in the Cambodia. And also, Lord, thank you for the Calvary Chapel that has been blessed to the people over in the country. I pray that you will be with us as we continue to see what is Cambodian means. Thank you in Jesus' name. This is the Cambodia before 1975. We have the church there grew from 700 believers to up to 6,000. And then something happened. You and I know what happened to the Pol Pot regimes, the communists, when the fall of the Phnom Penh. This is what happened in the year 1975, when the communists came in to over the Cambodia. And this is the pictures that the day that they evacuated all the people must be out from their home to the countryside. Many people on the street carry their own stuff as much as possible. They left their home. Here, another picture with the family. That's the emptiness of the capital city, Phnom Penh, in the last 40 years. Only left a few motorbikes on the street. That's Phnom Penh after Cambodia after 1975. And this is that on the road, everybody carry the stuff, just keep moving to the countryside. I was one of those two. And this is the children during the Pol Pot regime, how it looked like. And I was one of those two that went through in that year. How they, I think maybe they call cuisine their eating place, that everybody come together in the village to eat the food. I think that's the drawing from our people. Yes, just look like that. And I always pray that at that time that the Lord would give me someday that I can just have a private meal with my own family. Yes, in those 3 years. And many children were forced to work hard day and night. And we had only like 2 foods a day, 2 meals. This is working on the field. Yes, again, that pictures they on the field to get the water through the rice fields and stuff. That's our daily work. This is the year 1979. Not many people during that time in Phnom Penh, in the capital city. Yeah. By the end of 1979, after the horror of Pol Pot's killing field, only a small seed of some 200 believers remained after the ministry of the CNMA the missionary started in 1923. That's 90 years already. Yes. And here again, Cambodia 1979, people felt uneasy and they started to flee to leave their country, which many of us, been through that trip to go to, through the border, the Cambodia border to the east, in order to get to Thailand, the refugee camp there. Yes. Here, that's the behind the wall. So, some people stay there for like 5 years, 6 years. Some people been blessed, maybe stay a couple years. I've been there for almost 5 years in the camp. This is the first beginning start of the refugee camp in Thailand border, Thailand and Cambodia. Many fatherless children, after all, this is the picture in the Sai Tu camp. They call along the Dong Rek Mountain. Yes. And this is the food that we had daily: rice and some of soybean and some dry fish, and that's the sardine that we had at the camp. Yet another picture in the camp. It looked like that. I was there too. And our life was really depend on these water trucks. They would bring the water to the camp daily. And this is the place that we come to get the water. Every day, each person can get only one basket of the water. Yeah. Yes. By the end of 1979, after the horror of Pol Pot's killing field, God had spared my life among a small seed of some 2,000 believers. And 1990, God reopened the door for the gospel again. And the evangelical church in Cambodia grew to more than 200,000 believers between that 1990 through, 2010 or something. Yes. By the way, that's a very blessing to our Cambodian Evangelical Church here, we started to be partner with the CNMA missionary over in Cambodia. And it's so much blessing through our people that from the state, from Canada, and from Australia, wherever we have our little Cambodian church there, they support and they go back to plant a Cambodian church alongside with the missionary over there. Yes. So why go? I saw that our brochure say that go, get ready to go or something. Or pack and ready to go. Then it come up the question, say, why go? Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. I missed the text there. Jesus want us to pass on the power of his gospel to the many unreached people and to the end of the earth. Since 1996, after my graduation from Prairie Bible College in Three Hills, Alberta, Canada, God has sent me to go back to Cambodia most every year until now. I think like probably about 18 years. I go every year, and teaching the children, the orphanage, the poor children in the village. They're growing a lot in the Bible knowledge. And a lot of them start to serve the Lord already right now in that village. It just, they sing both English and Cambodian also. Yeah. So you won't hear because we don't have the sound system here. Yeah. Here, that's a youth that I working with a lot with them. And last year, 2013, I have a privilege led the group about 40 people from here, and we travel across the country, go to up north of the country. And my son also, I took them go anywhere I go because it helped a lot to them to see their parents doing over there. They have vacation 1 month, but they've been through all the trip with us. And also, I have a chance to go to up north of the country near the front line. That is that was the soldier base over there to share the gospel. Only that time it took me only like 15 minutes to share the gospel to them. And after all, this general and his wife, when we came back home, they said they accepted the Lord. Yeah, they used to have a Thai, I don't know what's it called, a Cambodian called lucky, something, the red one, red color, right. So when I got back home, they cut them off. And they said, I believe in Jesus. Until now, yeah. That's his general, yeah. And his wife, yeah. He's actually not Cambodian. He's called Kui. That's one of the tribal nearby that village. Yes. Yeah. And I think last April I went there again, and he and his wife drove almost 200 kilometers from the north to meet me in capital city. Just come and see me and worship at that morning, Sunday morning. Here I went through to the border again on, I think that's in the northwest side of the country, to the village, teaching the word. And they always happy, really, to hear the gospel. And this is the picture that I teach the youth conference, I think last summer, yeah, in April. Usually we have around 500 or 600 youth, yeah, come to the conference. Yeah. And hundreds of them, always they have, they are resubmitted their life to the Lord all the time. Yeah. This is, I have a chance, another chance to teach the men camping. And during that time, all those men's leaders resubmit their life to the Lord. In that's among the tribal in northeast of the country, yeah, called Ratanakiri province. This is many people, they just sit like that, yes. And at that night I preach, all of a sudden electricity went out. And they just keep singing and singing. And when I preach, it's only one flashlight for me to read the Bible. And everybody sit there quiet, listen until I finish my message. That's my son. I brought them together. They both have a nice time to play with the tribal children over there. I don't know how they communicate together. I don't know. But they seem to enjoy with them. Yeah, the food table like that. And you know, anywhere I go, I stay with them, I eat with them. Yeah, no matter what. Because it is the part of my encouragement to them. Yes. I used to stay with them. Even, you know, any food I eat, God has blessed me. These so many years, I never got sick. I don't know why, but the Lord really good to me. Yeah. So surely, we do not know when we will be called home. Surely. And this is, that's the reason for today we are here. And all of you and me too. I talk to my wife, I talk to my children a lot about that. That I really do not want to waste my life. No matter what, I don't know when the Lord called me home. Really. But I try all the time I had to serve the Lord, to serve my people. Yeah. In the country here and outside the country also. Surely we do not want to waste our time. Life God given on earth. You can see many things can happen. Tomorrow we don't know. 2 hour lives. Travel, driving, anywhere. Yes. A lot of people asking me, I travel quite well. You know, scary. No, I said, well, if you stay at home, it's still the same when the Lord calls you home. How can you refuse with the Lord anyway? So try to see how the Lord can use you and can use me for His kingdom. Yes, yes. Surely we cannot keep what we have. What we have it in this world. But for sure, we will be rewarded what we have committed unto His, for His kingdom work. Surely, one day, we all will stand before the Lord. And the Lord Jesus will say to us, "Oh, good job, you are faithful servant." Amen. You like to be that way? Here, another. Why Cambodia? Cambodia has population right now about 15 million. Since, you know, after 1979, I think over 2 million has been killed. Much more, I have two or three siblings got killed. Three family, I don't know how many people, more than 20. Yes. And according to the Operation World Records, more than 80% of the population still have not gotten a chance to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the reason we want to go back to Cambodia. That is the reason God has given me the strength, the talent, the word that share with the people over there. Surely those unreached people need someone to introduce the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Evangelism and church planting are desperately needed in the country. Yes, because right now, many youths in Phnom Penh, the capital city, I am praying that one day I would like to start to plant a next generation church in right on the central of the capital. Many youths, college, university, they've been introduced, drug here and there. A lot of bad things happen already in the country. Yes. If we don't catch them in time, we may lose them all. I went through all my youth. I went to Sunday school. I got to know the Lord through my Sunday school class since I was a teenager. And I know there is a lot of needs in the country. In the country. Yes. So surely we do not know when the door will close again. We don't know. As we can see the world right now, I don't know. I watch the news every day in Iraq, in Syria. You know, many Christians been persecuted. So, what you can help? Go with your cross-cultural talent, or go with your cross-cultural experiences and the opportunity God has given by sharing the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the unreached, hopeless 80% more still need to hear the gospel. Go with your time God has given by praying for safe trip and God's blessing on those who are going on the short-term mission. So if you cannot go, keep praying. And not just pray, pray, ask the Lord, what can you help? How can you help? go with our resources, God has blessed us with so much of in this free country by sending your support to go alongside with those who are willing to go to the field for His call. Here. Keep praying. And the other day, my children, they have homeschool at home with Abeka Christian School. Just last couple of days, I sat down with them and I listened to the devotion in the morning. And one of the teachers, he shared about that. He said, "You and I are all the have to be like just a blank chalkboard, just a blank, and let God write His plan on that blank in your heart, and see how the Lord can use you. No matter what, if you are not ready, our Lord Jesus never going to force you to take that. Unless you and I come to the stage of open heart, open arms, to be a blank chalkboard, and let the Lord write down His plan for you and for me. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Thank you.